chapter 19 and one verse. There are a lot of verses tonight, but I'm going to start out with one. Verse 5. Genesis 19:5. I made a whole outline of this, and it was too late in the day for have Rosie type it, but I'm going to have her type it up this week. Sunday, I'm going to make sure everyone gets one. And Robert, are you in the booth? Here's the title of my message, Robert. Are people born gay? Are people born gay? That's a real topic today. Brother Carl gave me this last night. Before Romans, Elton John, that singer, I guess that's what he is, Elton would ban religion. Organized religion fuels anti-gay discrimination and other forms of bias, pop star Elton John said. I think religion has always tried to turn hatred towards gay people. John said in an observance of newspaper Music Monthly magazine, an interview published Saturday, religion promotes the hatred and spite against gays. But there are so many people I know who are gay and love their religion. This said the singer, who exchanged, by the way, vows in December in a civil union ceremony with David Furnish. He evidently tried to marry another man. Oh, they think they're married, but they're not. From my point of view, he says, I would ban religion. Sunday night, I'm planning on bringing a message called, How Close to Apostasy Are We? But tonight, I want to address this. And he said, I would ban religion. I think you're going to see more and more statements like that in the future. As we get closer to the Lord Jesus Christ coming. And I think the political climate is more liberal, especially after the election where all those people were elected with a different viewpoint as far as morality as the other people that were lost. But I want to give you a subject tonight, address this subject. You know, Elton John, he wants to ban religion in the Bible because they hate the Bible because the Bible exposes them. And let's stand for the reading of God's Word. I want to just share some scripture with you tonight. I wish I could teach this to all the schools in America, what I'm going to teach tonight. I'm hoping to have this put in a form of a little pamphlet. And I'm hoping to get this out to all the public schools and everything. People need to be taught with truth. Amen. And by the way, I do not hate gay people. I do not hate them. And by the way, Jesus loves them. And we ought to love them too for their soul. Not love the sin, but their soul. Are you with me? Notice what it says in Genesis 19:5. And they called unto Lot. You remember God sent angels to Sodom and Gomorrah to rescue Lot and his family. Unfortunately, only Lot and his two daughters got out, but God did try to send them two angels to help him get without being in there with a judgment. But notice it says in verse 5 of Genesis 19, and the Lord God, and they called, Genesis 19:5, and they called unto Lot, those angels that God sent, and sent him, no, I'm sorry, boy, praise the Lord. You know what? It's amazing how things can be, when you're trying to do something, how you can be attacked. Amen? Notice, let's pray. Father, I pray with all my heart. I pray that you'll bind Satan. Let me have clarity of mind, clarity of speech. And Father, I pray that you can be honored and glorified through this message. And Father, I pray not only would it be a blessing to my people, but I pray in the future we could be a blessing to many others. Help me now and help us as we study to understand and learn of your ways. We ask these things in Christ's wonderful name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I'll just read it while you're sitting. And they called the men of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. They called unto Lot and said to him, where are the men which came into this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. You know, the angels came in, and then Lot brought them inside his house because they were coming around. And they said, where are the men? They wanted to have sexual intercourse. The men of Sodom and Gomorrah wanted to have sexual intercourse with these angels. And by the way, angels are always in the male gender. There are no lady, don't get mad at me, but there's no lady angels. I know some of you ladies are more like angels, so you're always up in your harping about something. But no, just kidding. But seriously, whenever you read about angels, they're always in the male gender. And these men of Sodom and Gomorrah, they've said, Lot, we don't want your daughters. Send us out those men. We want them. Now, the reason those angels were there was because God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of that evil sin. That was the reason the angels were there. And then the men of Sodom, they wanted to have sex with those angels, though. But Genesis 13:13 says, God's word says these Sodomites were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Genesis 13:13. By the way, Genesis 18:20, if you'll notice, look at Genesis 18:20. And by the way, I'm just going to be quoting scripture tonight. I've got a lot in front of me, so won't take as much time. But in Genesis 18:20, God's talking to Abraham, and he reveals this. And then the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom, Genesis 18:20, because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down. And so, down to the sea. And so, the evil of Sodom and Gomorrah cried out to God in heaven. And that was the reason that they went there, because of judgment from God, because of the evil act. Now, I want you to note something. I got, by the way, sodomy used to be on the law books of every state in America, and that it was a crime to commit that evil act of sodomy. But in the past years, they've either been stricken from the law or they're not enforced. By the way, if you get a good Webster dictionary, they define sodomy as a crime against nature. That's what Webster defines it, a crime against nature. Now, I want to share something with you. Think with me, if they had enforced this law today against sodomy, can you imagine the thousands that would be prosecuted today in America over sodomy? Can you imagine? Can you just think how that would affect sodomy, a law enforced in San Francisco? What would San Francisco be like if they enforced the sodomy law? Are you still with me? There would be a lot of people going to jail, wouldn't there? The question is, are people born gay or are people born sodomites? And the answer is no. They choose that lifestyle. They're not born that, although they try to teach it. They say, no, we're born that way. We've inherited. No, you're not born that way. I want to give you some little food for thought and some common sense tonight and a lot of scripture. In Genesis 1, chapter 26 and 27, I'm going to read that to you. In Genesis 1, 26 and 27, God says, let us make man in our own image. And God said, let us make man in our own image, in the likeness of them, in the likeness of them have dominion over the fish and sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over the every creeping thing that creepeth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, verse 27, created he him. Male and female created he them. You see that? In 1:27 of Genesis. And then 28 says, and God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Now, a little common sense. As you all well know, two men cannot reproduce. And you have to have a woman to make children. Are you with me? It's a good thing that God didn't make Adam and Steve in the original creation. Because if he would have, I'm not trying to make fun of people. What I'm trying to do now, I'm trying to address a question that's all around. They're teaching our kids in schools, not in our school, but in schools around America. They're teaching that it's the right thing. It's an okay thing. It's not an okay. It's not right. It's against God. It's against everything God stands for. But I want to give you a clear teaching tonight. If God would have made Adam and Steve, you and I wouldn't be here tonight. Matter of fact, it would have been a short-lived generation of people, wouldn't it? The genealogy list, when you read about the genealogy list of Jesus, there wouldn't be no genealogy list, would there? And I know that, you know, it's a good thing God didn't make, it's a good thing after the flood, when only eight people remained, Noah, Noah's wife, Noah's three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their three wives, it's a good thing that Noah and them also had wives, because after the flood, had they not reproduced and multiplied, there would have been no more people either. I did want you to know something, though. You know, the human race have always had sodomites down through the ages. You can even see it in Genesis 8. Look at Genesis chapter 8. Genesis chapter 8. You know, the flood's over. They come out. Noah builds a vineyard. Look at Genesis 8:1. God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him and the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth and waters and swayed. And the fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were opened and stopped. And the rain from heaven was restrained. And it goes on. They landed on Mount Ararat, verse 4. That's over in Turkey. Mount Ararat is over in Turkey. Are you with me? How many still with the preacher? Now go to verse 20. I'm sorry. You know what? Yeah. I'm sorry. I want Genesis 9. Genesis 9:20. And Noah, look at Genesis 9:20. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and he was, notice what it says, he was uncovered within his tent. Now, when he was uncovered, that means he was naked. That means his body was exposed. And Ham, which is one of his sons, he had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham, the father of Cana, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers without. In other words, he did not tell. He kept it quiet. Notice verse 23. And Shem and Japheth took a garment. And Shem and Japheth took a garment, verse 23, laid it upon both their shoulders, and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. It was so important that they didn't even look on the nakedness. They put a blanket, and they walked backwards and covered their naked father. How many see that? You see how important God says that is? Not for another man to look upon. Are you with me? Notice, they went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. Verse 24. Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. Some believe, we don't know 100%, but it appears that some believe that there might have been a homosexual act committed, that Ham might have done something evil to his father. Because in the next verse, he said, cursed. How many see that in verse 25? Cursed be Cana, the servant of servants, which shall, and he shall be the Lord God of Shem, and Cana shall be his servant. And so, right there, man, I mean, and even before this, you had homosexual activity going on. But although you had it going on, Brother Carl, God never wanted it to be. How many are still with me? And I'm going to show you something. What I'm going to try to show you is this, that you're going to see homosexuality all down through the ages, But God never, not once, was for it. And note also with me, sodomy is cursed in the Bible. God strictly forbade the practice of sodomy. I'm going to quote these scriptures for sake of time. Deuteronomy 23:17. There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Sodomites are men that go with men. Are you with me? Hence sodomy. How many are still with the preacher? The question is, do you think God would make something that is so offensive to him that he pronounces judgment and a curse on? You think God would make a person that way? No. The question is, are people born gay? And the answer is, definitely not. They're not born gay. It's their own will. No, God would not do that, because God says sodomy is cursed. Are people born gay, which God says is evil and wicked? No, they choose that evil lifestyle themselves. The gay people are not made gay by God. They do it because of their own evil heart. John 3:19 says, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Sodomy is an evil thing. It was an evil thing back in God's day, and in 2006, it's still evil. It's still an abomination. It's still wrong. I noted a sodomite is one who practiced unnatural vices in sex. Read Romans 1:27 and 28. Men leaving the natural use, in Romans 1:27-28, I'm quoting part of that verse. Men leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their own lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly. It goes on, and the recompense of their error. In verse 28 of Romans 1, they did not want to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Those things there in that verse, what do they mean? It's talking about those acts of sodomy. Men with men, women with women. In the Old Testament, usually the practice of sodomy was always in connection with the heathen and with a devil worship. This is very important. Sodomy in the Old Testament was always a sign of the departure from the Lord and the things of God. When you see sodomy being practiced in a nation openly, that's a sign that nation, those people, have left God. And they've left the truth of God. I'm going to prove to you. In 1 Kings chapter 14, in 1 Kings 14:22, the scripture says, and Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins, which they had committed above all that their fathers had done, the sodomy. In verse 24, and there were also sodomites in the land. And they did according to all the abominations. Notice what God called sodomy, abomination. How many see that? And they done all the abominations of the nation which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. Then King Asa comes on the scene a little bit later. And notice what King Asa, and later on Jehoshaphat, they abolished the practice of sodomy. Notice in 1 Kings 15, verse 11 and 12. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did his father, David his father. Now watch, he did right. Did he do right or wrong? He did right. So let's see what the next verse says, that the right thing he did. He took away the sodomites out of the land. See, it's a good thing to remove the Sodomites. He said he did the right thing. And the idols his father had made, the fathers had made. Notice also in 1 Kings 22. 1 Kings 22. And verse 44. Jehoshaphat made peace with the king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat and his might they showed and how he warred are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judah? Look at verse 46. And the remnant of the Sodomites, which remained in the days of the father Asa, he took out of the land. Those, there was still some. You never get them all out. But and then he got rid of that remnant out of there. Amen? What I'm trying to say is this. God says, I don't want Sodomites in the land. Jeremiah, it's not a... Listen, being gay or a Sodomite, which the Bible calls them, or sodomy, is not a good lifestyle. It's not a lifestyle that God recommends. He deplores it. And I want to read to you Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Now we teach the book of Romans. We show people all of sin and come short of the glory of God. And there's none righteous, no, not one. I'm going to tell you, we're born sinners. We're condemned. Down through the ages, man has demonstrated his wickedness. Man is evil. And from Genesis to Revelation, we see a sinful man, a wicked man opposed to God and opposed to God's word. I noted approximately 300 years after King Asa rid the land of Sodomites, you still read about it in Josiah, about Josiah. In 2 Kings 23:7, Josiah, he break down the houses of the Sodomites. Man, they're still, man, they get rid of them, they come back. They get rid of them, they come back. How many see that? You read about the Sodomites all through the Bible. There's an alarming number of practicing Sodomites in America today, which we call the gay movement. Now, history has shown us something. The Bible and the history both have shown us something. Every time sodomy took over a society, number one, that nation left the principles of God. Number two, judgment came upon the land for their evil sin against God. Study it. Every time when you see the sodomy, you'll see our people away from God, away from the truth of God. Plus, you'll see judgment come because judgment always follows sin. The wages of sin is death. Whatsoever man soweth, he shall also reap. How many are with me? Notice, I noted this. I truly believe, this is from my heart, I truly believe that God is looking down on America with disdain and coming judgment. I do. I believe just as in Genesis 18:20, when the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah came up to God, I believe the cry of America from the Sodomites and from killing the babies in abortion, millions of them, I believe with all my heart that the cry is going up to God just like it did back there in the days of Abraham in Genesis 18. And I believe judgment's going to come because of it. Now, stay with me. Until Jesus comes back, there no doubt will always be Sodomites. There will always be the gay group. But when the Lord makes a new heaven and new earth, you will never hear of another Sodomite again because he tells us in Revelation 21:27, and there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination. Brother Sean, until we get a new heaven, new earth, we're not going to rid the land completely until that happens. But when we get in heaven, though, you'll never see another one from then on. Hallelujah. Amen? Now notice, I'm not done yet. People are not born gay. They choose to be gay. It is true. All people are born with a sin nature. And it's passed down from Adam, Romans 5:12. Wherefore, if by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Adam passed down the sin nature to all people, but not the, but not being gay. You're not. That's not. That's just you decide to do that. The reason people become gay is because they, now watch this. The reason people become gay is because they suppress and reject the truth of God, which is manifested in them. Look at Romans chapter 1. Look at Romans chapter 1. Look at verse 18, verse 19 and 20. Romans chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. Because that which may be known of God, are you with me in Romans 1, verse 19? Is manifested in them. For God had showed it unto them. Notice verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Are you in 18 with me? Against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of them that hold the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, Miss Terry, they suppress the truth. They hold back the truth. They say no to the truth of God. And because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God showed it to them. How many see that? Now notice, I noted this. The reason people become gay is because they suppress and reject the truth of God, which is manifested in them. In every person, God's put a God conscience. Romans 2:15 says He put a conscience in us. John 1:9 says He was the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Every person's got a God conscience in them. A light. If people will not resist that truth of God, He gives them more light until they finally see the spiritual light of Jesus Christ. By the way, a great illustration of seeing that light, the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9, he was going down to Damascus and a light shined on him. And he took Christ as his Savior, verse 5 and 6. People need to see Jesus, John 8:12, Jesus is the light of the world. And to come to God, which Jesus was God in the flesh, you have to have the light. Hello? And what happened, not just gay people, but all people that suppress the truth of God, that light that God put them when they're born, we don't have to tell my little grandson just born, little Lukey, them little babies, they look up, where's God? Where's God? Why do they say that? Because they were born with a God conscience. And that God is. That's why Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it's impossible to please God. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The reason I got saved was I didn't suppress the light. I always believed there was a God. But just believing there's a God don't get you to heaven. The devils believe there's a God and tremble. Are you with me? But I used to go out at night looking up into the sky. 2:30 in the morning when they closed the bars. I remember saying, oh God, I know you're up there. Oh God, there's got to be more to life than this. There's got to be more to life than this. And one day, he brought a little girl, a little tiny little girl named Rosie. And she took me to hear about Jesus. Amen. And it's all done. After that, I got saved. And praise God, a year after I got saved, God called me to preach. Hallelujah. But I didn't get saved because I was a preacher. I got saved because I said there's a God, and I sought Him. How many know what a dimmer light is? A dimmer light? See, God's got a light in every person's born with a little light. Little baby Wade's got a little dimmer light in him, a spiritual light, dome light. Amen. And the more baby Wade will look towards the things of God, the brighter that gets until it gets bright enough where he can see Jesus. If people say no, 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 then that goes down, 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 and they become darkened. The more you seek the things of God, the brighter things get that God reveals. The more people say no, no to God, the darker they come. How many understand? Like a dimmer switch? Now notice, if people will not resist the truth of God, He gives them more light until they finally see the spiritual light of Jesus Christ. People become gay sodomites because they suppress the truth of God. They're not born. Well, they got the same thing, but they suppressed it. No, I don't care what the preacher says. I don't care what God says. I don't care what the Bible says. I'm going to do what I want. They suppress. They reject the truth of God. They put out the spiritual truth, the light that God gave them. And notice, and when it goes out, they literally, by saying no, no, no to God, no, no, no to God, they dim that light out, and finally it goes out. Matthew 6:23 says, "If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" Matthew 6:23. I know that people in darkness have said no to the light of God. Jesus is the light of the world, John 8:12. And to come to him, you must come to the light with faith in Jesus Christ. Hebrews 11:6 says, teaches you must have faith to please God, and to come to God, you must believe that God is. And those who walk in total darkness have put out the spiritual dome light of John 1:9. Now, Romans 1:20 says this. It says that those that put out the light that was manifested, they're without excuse. Don't try to blame it on God. Well, those gay people, preacher, they didn't have a chance. They had the same amount of chance you and I did. They were without excuse. What they did, they said no. No to God. No, I'm not going to take that truth. I'm not going to take that teaching. No, I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to follow my lust and my flesh. And I'm going to do that which is unseemly. That's what the scripture says they're doing. You either believe the Bible or you don't believe the Bible. If you're a Bible believer, you've got to believe. Just because it's not a popular subject, you can't tear the pages out and say, "Well, I don't want to believe that, so I'm going to tear that out of the Bible." No, you got to take the whole Bible, no matter what it says. Get this: because they refused, rejected, suppressed the truth of God that was in them. Look at Romans chapter 1. Their foolish heart was darkened. Look at Romans 1:21. Because that, when they knew God, how did they know God? They were born with that God conscience, Nicole. And God kept trying to speak to them, but they kept saying, no, no. How many are with me? You with me, church? Because that which may be known of God, when they knew God, they glorified Him not. Notice what happens to them in the light of that verse. And by the way, notice, neither were thankful. They weren't thankful for the things that God wanted to give them. But notice the next word. They became. They weren't born with it. They became vain. How many see Romans 1:21? The reason they became vain is they kept saying no to God. No, no, I don't care what you say. No, I don't care what the Bible says. God, listen, God's speaking to their heart, and they said, I don't care. God's speaking to their conscience, I don't care. And what they do, you hear about seared conscience? They become, and their foolish heart was darkened. Remember John 1:9? He was the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. They put it out. They put the light out. Notice, verse 22 says, professing to be wise, they become fools. Verse 24, and wherefore God gave them, He gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies. Between themselves. How many see that? Men with men. Women with women. How many see that? It's in the Bible, folks. It's either true or it's not true. And it is true because God said it. Let God be true. I know it's not popular, Brother Sean, in 2006, especially with the new liberals coming in. But I'm going to tell you, it's still the same. I don't care who's in the office, the Republicans or the Democrats. God's word never changes. He's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. He's God. His word's always true. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, the Bible says. Notice, he gives them up to the lust of their own hearts, to the dishonor of their own bodies between themselves. Notice what they did in verse 25. They changed the truth of God into a lie. I'm going to be preaching on this Sunday night, I think, unless God changed my heart. I really believe we're heading for apostasy. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm telling you right now. Sean just gave me some more fuel to put on the fire. I'm going to tell you something. Today, people call what God says is true a lie. And what's a lie, true. But it's still a lie. And God's word's still true. I don't care how wicked this nation gets, it's not going to change. And I don't want our kids having to think, hey, I'm doing something wrong because I'm not gay. They're doing right by not being gay. Notice verse 26. For this cause, because of what they did with their bodies, God gave them up unto vile. Are you in Romans 1:26? Vile, evil affections. For even their women did change the natural use that which is in the, which is against nature. You call them lesbians. Notice, and God says, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman. See, God made woman for man, not man for man. Likewise, the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one towards another. Men with men. Boy, I cringe every time I see those people praying down there, all them gay rights. And I'm going to tell you, they don't realize how they're damning their soul. And they're damning our country, by the way, too. And men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error. God's not an error. They are. Brother Brett, why should we have to feel bad? Because we say it's wrong. They're the guilty. They're the one doing wrong. God's never changed his position. And as they did not, look at verse 28. As they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Let me see the scriptures. It is not natural for same sexes to be together. Amen? Are people born gay? Nope. God said it's not natural to be gay. Why would he have them born that way? Hello? I'm trying to use common sense. I'm trying to use some logic with you. And most of all, just give you plain scripture. And by the way, I've got the right spirit. I don't think I'm mean and abusive right now. I think I'm in the right spirit to teach this. Hello? Notice, in summary, here's the question. Does God love the sodomites? Does God love gay people? Yes, he does. He loves them as much as he loves you and me. Oh, come on. Hey, listen. He loves them as much as he loves you and me. But he hates the sin of sodomy. God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. By the way, that wasn't our sin, but we all have sins. We just have something different. Hello? Jesus died for all of us. Notice, I noted this. Sodomy is not just another lifestyle. It's totally against God. It is condemned by God. Sodomy brings a curse on a nation. and a nation openly practicing sodomy means that they have left the truth of God and are in spiritual decline. And that's why America doesn't think it's wrong. Well, let them be what they want to be. Years ago when I was a young man, they didn't say that. They said, no, that's wrong. I'm going to tell you, it was wrong when I was a little boy. It's still wrong today. Even though they want to change it. Now, the question is this. Can a person who is a sodomite, a gay person, be saved? Amen. Yes, they can. Christ died as much for them as he died for anyone else. What must a sodomite do to be saved? Here it is. They must do what every person who was ever saved had to do. They had to repent of their sins and receive Jesus Christ by faith as their Lord and Savior. I want you to look at a couple scriptures. I'm almost done. Look at Romans chapter 10 while you're there. Look at Romans 10 and verse 9. 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, is that what it says there? And believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. How many see that? And then verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. No one ever gets saved without calling on Christ. The gay people have just as much right to call on God as you and I. Hello? And they need to just as much as everybody else does. Now, I know I want to share this with you. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 21. Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what every person needs. Jesus said, you must be born again. Jesus, Romans 2:11, Jesus is no respecter of persons. John 3, verse 3 and verse 7, Jesus said over and over, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. Marvel not. By the way, that's for all people. I don't care if you're gay or you're straight. All people, straight people, gay people, they all must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. Not just gays have to be saved, but all people. No matter who they are, they must be born again to get into the kingdom of God. Romans 3:19 teaches us that one day every mouth may be stopped and all the world become guilty before God. Don't miss the statement. Here we go. I'm almost done. The gay man and the straight man, the guy that's not gay, both stand before God Almighty guilty within themselves. And they both need their sins forgiven. And they need Christ as their Savior to get them to heaven. Are you still with me? Acts, I close with this verse. Acts 17:30 says this. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. I'm going to tell you something. We have a crisis in America. One of them, just one of them, there's a lot of them. One of them is this gay movement. And God's not in this gay movement. It's an evil movement. It's an abomination to God. And God is not for the homosexual sin of sodomy. But God does love the sinner. He hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. Amen? But we need to stand, because I'm going to tell you, I think as the coming days go, because it's going to get more and more loose and liberal, and I believe you're going to see a lot of things coming. This is going to start to fly. Just give it a few more months. You're going to see things that I think you're never going to believe. That thing in the paper you gave me, Brother Carl, that's just the start. Just the start. I'll tell you why. People have no more regard for God and His Word. But we that know God should stay true to Him, no matter who says it's right or wrong. Scripture says, let God be true and every man a liar. And so, how do you stand on that gay issue, preacher? I just stand where God says it's evil. It's wrong. A person's not born gay. They chose it. It's an evil lifestyle. It's an abomination. It shows a breakdown and spiritual decline of that person. It shows that that person has over and over said no to God. And the light that God has put in them, he is dark. It's so darkened now that they turn and do those things because God said that is not natural. And what they, you say, how could they do it? They put the light out. And the only way to get them out of it is get the light back on. Because Jesus is the light. Amen? And so, I don't think we have to be cruel. And I don't think we have to be malicious when we talk. But I think we need to take a firm stand and say, no, that's an evil thing and it's wrong. And I don't want our kids to have to think they have to do that to be in the in crowd. It's sweeping America. I'd like to sweep it right out of America. When you study the Bible, study your Bible. Every time, Brother Carl, when a nation let that go without being checked, those nations were judged. America, I believe, Miss Ruthie, is real close to being judged real bad. Not just because of that, but many other things with it. Let's stand. Let's stand for righteousness. Let's not be ashamed. I'm glad I'm straight. Amen? I'm not ashamed of being straight. But I'll tell you one thing. You can be straight and still go to hell if you don't know Christ as your Savior. What's the difference between a gay person that's lost and a straight person that's lost? Neither one. They're both on their way to hell. They both have to have Christ as their Savior. Did Christ die more for the straight person? He didn't. No, He died for everyone. All the same. He loves, by the way, we look at it and say, but no, He loves them as much as He loves us. What we need to do, Brother Mike, is try to reach them with love and concern. I mean that. Say, man, we care about you. Reach out with the hand of Christ and say, hey, we don't agree with what you're doing. But we want you to know Christ is your Savior. I think if you come to Christ, you'd see what happened. He'd change. Amen? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we've had in the Word of God. I pray, dear God, that as we go through these coming years ahead of us, Lord, even though the world, and especially our nation, is getting more and more liberal and more losing convictions for the things of God, help us as Christians, Lord, not to lose our conviction, not to compromise our convictions, not to be taken in with popular opinion of the world. Help us to stay true to you and true to your word. And no matter if the world condemns us for the belief and stand that we take, help us to stand and to stand firm because of you. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Glad you came tonight.